Hello and welcome to the Bring Something to the Table podcast. I'm going to start the show without Ashley because she's not paying attention. And I'm already in the mood.
I am paying attention. What are you talking
about?
No, you're not.
You're over there on your phone. The intro music's rolling. You're just...
You told me
your headphones weren't on.
Check my phone out.
I did say check your phone out. But ladies and gentlemen...
You said sit back, relax, look at your phone.
Now she's calling me out. But welcome to another exciting episode.
Yes. Hello, people. Ashley here.
I guess Ashley's here. Next intro we have, we're gonna have it say our name, so we'll never have to say our names again.
Oh, okay.
Is it gonna be like, hello, people? Is it gonna be a recording? You're gonna be like, that ain't me. It's gonna be some dude named Richard.
What?
Hello, people. It's like, oh, God.
Is he gonna say Ashley here?
Yeah, Ashley here. Like, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Why do I not believe you?
No, I'm doing great. I mean, everything's great in the world.
Good.
You know, there's butterflies flying around. There's birds chirping. There was a rainbow the other day. I mean, this is a nice place. It ain't so bad. When you take away all the crime and violence and hate and murder, you know, it's not so bad. But if you remember last episode, if you listened to last episode.
It's because you're in a neutral zone, right?
I am in a damn neutral zone.
Like I slipped that.
Everything I do is neutral. I thought I was like great. And
it's a good day for rest. Our good place for rest.
I guess so, man. I'm so basic. I thought I was like extraordinary. Like, you know, it's like, now you're telling me that I live in a neutral zone. Like, how am I supposed to feel about that?
Yeah, you got to go out west or go to Fiji or New Zealand.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to New Zealand. Apparently, last episode, you learned a lot about me. And whether you wanted to know it or not, you know, if y'all want to kick it in Vegas, come see me in Canada. Or maybe even bump into me in Japan. You know, you learned quite a bit about me because of my chart. I learned a lot about it. I was a little like, oh, this is a whole thing. Like, you know, I was not expecting it to be such an elaborate thing. And like I said last episode, we're definitely going to have to revisit it because I'm curious about some Ashley stuff.
Okay.
But to better... why can't I be curious?
You can.
Yeah, you're just looking at me like, that's weird that I'm curious.
No, I don't talk about myself a whole lot.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Ashley doesn't talk about herself a lot.
What do you mean?
She doesn't say much, but now we want to get to know who you really are. We want to get to know the real you. Okay, see? She's already not okay with this.
Well, okay, let's set the table here.
Yeah, we are setting the table.
So basically last episode and this episode, we're trying to do an interesting and fun distraction.
Yes.
For the people because things are pretty crazy right now.
Yep.
The original plan that was going to be in the place of last episode, we were going to cover the election and kind of our thoughts on where we thought things were going to go.
Yep.
But
and living in 2021,
I have taken a hiatus from social media,
which I'm very considering doing myself.
I think you should. I only go on there to check our podcast pages.
I appreciate it.
Yes. So, and post on there and stuff like that. But other than that, I have not been looking at anything and I haven't been looking at the news. And I've been in a pretty peaceful place.
Obviously, you've been doing way better. I'm three bottles of wine down and two cases of beer. And whatever I can get my hands on. I got some rubbing alcohol over there that I'm thinking about sniffing.
I better take that on the way out. but so we just thought maybe the next couple episodes would just be something completely fun, completely random, just to distract people.
Yeah.
Speaking of distraction, John's over there on his phone. And he was giving me a hard time about being on my phone.
First of all. Don't call somebody out until you know what they're doing.
I know what you're doing.
I got my notes
work.
Over here ready.
Oh, it's your notes. Okay.
So don't, yeah, I'm not just on my phone talking to some floozy or work. Nah, well, I've got
I was gonna
research
say, okay,
notes over
you can
here.
Talk to your floozy. Is she from Vegas?
She is not from Vegas. I ain't got no floozy. Oh. Man, you have, you, oh. I ain't gonna, no, okay. Not even gonna say it.
All right. Well, so kind of how mine was last time, John had no idea where that was going. And
no,
and I know he had no idea where it was gonna go. It probably went a whole different direction than he thought it was.
Yep. She said, here's some questions, and maybe we got to two of them.
So right?
She stopped asking questions and just started telling me where I should and not go for the rest of my life. So, like, good to know. Good to know.
Going off of that same thing, John is kind of hitting me with some questions.
Yeah.
He didn't even give me the questions. So
I did not.
So I have no idea what's going on
she
right now.
She can't prepare for these. I just want your honest opinions, your honest answers, you know?
Just going to throw out a disclaimer.
Okay.
There might be a lot of pauses.
They won't ever hear them. So your disclaimer makes no sense right now because I'm going to edit everything. So now you're just going to sound stupid.
Well, you can edit that out. For
nope.
Okay, well, just so y'all know, there will be some pauses and some ums. John's just going to edit that out.
Okay.
I don't think quick on my feet. I'm a writer. I think things out. I got to process.
You keep saying you're a writer, but I ain't seen none of this work.
You haven't seen my articles that I've
I said, Ashley, when are you going to let me read something that you wrote? And you're like, okay. That was it.
I probably forgot.
You just like changed the subject. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, this mythical writing that she talks about, never seen.
Hey, I've written articles for a dog magazine here in Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, you tell that dog magazine in Jacksonville.
I have a copy. I'll give it to you.
I'm going to frame it and put it on my wall. You know, I'm trying to help you support you. You know, I'm proud of
Actually,
everything
you can
that
probably
you
pull it up on the internet. They've got a digital.
I can't frame the internet.
You can print it out.
All right. Well, that's all I'm saying. Look, this is going to turn into a memory wall. And I've already started by replacing some things. I don't know if you know up here what you see in this corner
you
right
know,
here.
I've been looking at it all night, but it didn't compute.
So I'm starting to convert my wall of stuff into my wall of memories. And
well, you better not take Matt's photo down.
Oh, I might. You never know. There's a ton of different memories up there. But yes, I added the map of... Oh!
The spirits are talking.
I know. Things are falling off the wall. But these are the glasses from when we went to the haunted house.
Yeah, we saw Alstabia.
Alstabia.
Which, you guys, if you have not listened to our Halloween special, please listen to it. It was so much fun.
Oh, gosh. It was something. It really was something. And we have a video coming, I promise. I'm working with it. Ashley holds her camera the weird way, so it's a little hard for me to edit. Because sometimes it's like, why is it so zoomed in here? It's because the computer doesn't know how to format. Like, it's a whole thing. So if you got some editing software tips, let me know, because I need some help.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to help you with that, so...
you know, apparently she can write, but she can't edit. All right. Well, look, I'm going to get to my questions.
Okay.
And originally I had 36.
Wow.
I feel like we ain't going to make it. So these questions are broken up into like they get tougher and tougher.
Oh, my gosh.
So instead of
what are you doing to me?
I'm trying to get to know you. And instead of just asking you.
You know me for 15 years.
Yeah, and you're still a puzzle. I'm still trying to get this mystery figured out. So instead of just asking all the questions, I'm just going to pick certain ones out of each section that I think sounds, you know, that you should answer and let the people know a little bit more about yourself. And if it spawns a conversation, it spawns a conversation. But if it's a quick one answer, like, yes, then we move on.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong here.
Okay.
We make this up as we go.
Okay.
All right, DJ, hit the music. No?
Where's the music?
There's no music. You didn't hire the DJ like I asked you to.
You didn't ask me to do anything.
Once again, she's always ignoring my requests.
Wait, let me see.
No, we don't need any music. Stop it.
We need background music.
No, we do not need background music. I have plenty of background music. Here you go. I'm not going to do that.
That's not my theme song.
Do you have a theme song?
Oh, I probably did a long time ago.
Okay, that might be one of these questions. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. This will be easy for you. Just relax, you know? This is just two friends talking at a table asking questions.
I know, but you know I don't talk about myself.
Why not?
Because I just don't.
And guess what this is meant to do?
Make me talk about myself?
Exactly. Yeah, you're such a quiet person. So, you ready? Okay. So, question number one. Would you like to be famous? And if so, in what way? Yeah.
You know, I used to, but deep down in my heart, I still would like to be an actress.
Okay.
So, famous, I mean, obviously that would probably come with it if I ever made it big. When I was younger, I thought that would be kind of fun.
Okay.
But
why now? What's going on? You don't want to do it anymore?
You know, I've taken acting classes throughout middle school and high school and college, but I don't know. I don't have the confidence, I don't think.
Oh, you would be so great at it.
You think?
Yeah. I can see you being on a stage somewhere or a low budget film.
Film. I've never really liked
the Broadway stuff.
Yeah, Broadway stuff.
That stuff makes me nervous.
Why?
Because you got to do that every night, repetitive over and over. What if I mess up? Why I'm not an actor. But no, we can put you in a film.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. I'll make some phone calls.
All right.
We'll get you in a commercial or something. Want to be in a commercial?
I'll be an extra.
No, we're going to put you in there. You're going to be in the lead. What you mean, an extra?
I'll be in the background.
Nah, we're going to get you. I know some people over at the Walking Dead studios over there where they film, not the studios, but I know some people that work on Walking Dead. Try to get you and be one of them zombies.
Okay.
How would that would be a fun video to film.
That
vlog.
Would be so
Ashley
fun.
Becomes a zombie.
Yes. Okay, do it.
Okay. I'm gonna put some phone calls out there.
Are they still filming that?
I think they have like one more season. We can make it.
You better get on it.
It might be too late. Okay, so we're gonna go to the next question. You know, if you had the choice to have dinner with anyone in the world, who would you want to be?
Oh, I already know this question. Answer.
Your dinner guest.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It would be, I don't know, you're not going to know who this is. And okay. Probably most of the people are not going to know who this is.
Uh-huh.
Greg Braden.
Okay, why Greg Braden?
He is an author, kind of like a, I guess maybe a spiritual sort of, I wouldn't say leader. He's not part of a cult.
Okay, what cult?
But he's an author, and his work encompasses, first and foremost, he was a geologist.
Mm-hmm.
And his life's work has been taking modern science and putting it together with spirituality.
Interesting.
And I would just love to sit down and have a conversation with him.
Okay.
I love his work. I've got a lot of his books. I follow him on his YouTube channel.
Very nice.
He's so interesting.
He's so dreamy.
Well, he's an older man and he's married, so.
He can still be dreamy. That's fine.
No, I really respect him, and I would love to sit down and have a conversation with him, because I feel like I'm more along the spiritual path than so much as like the organized religion path.
Okay.
And so his work really, resonates with me, I guess is a way to put it. So I would love to just get his opinion on a bunch of things. And so, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Look, you're ready for that one. You're excited. You know, you're very, you know, on top of that.
He's a very interesting person because he's spent a lot of his life with indigenous people, learning their ancient cultures and their beliefs and their spirituality. And that has always been really interesting to me.
Okay.
Especially when I was learning archaeology in college, I loved learning about their indigenous cultures, spirituality, especially he's done a lot of work, I think, down in South America. And I was really interested in all that kind of stuff down there, too. So anyway, so we would have a lot to talk about.
Okay. I'm sure he would listen. He would be like, "All right, get this girl away from me." But no, that is a very interesting answer. Thank you for sharing that one.
Thank you for asking.
And we were moving on. So Ashley, mm-hmm. before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say on the phone?
I guess it depends.
What do you mean?
If I'm upset about something.
Okay.
And I'm trying to tick off all these points in my head that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
But it never goes the way I want it to.
So it's like your little practice rehearsal, but then you go a completely different direction.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Especially if I'm mad, I just go postal sometimes.
What you mean? Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, it takes a lot to get me mad, though. So
no. Challenge accepted. I'm going to push those buttons.
You don't want to push these buttons. I can tap into some dark shit.
Here we go. I'll censor that out. She's crazy. All right. Well, let's go to a different question quickly.
Thank you.
So what would be a perfect day for you?
A perfect day?
Yeah, perfect day.
What does that even mean?
Like, if you could have a perfect day, what would that perfect day consist of?
My days have never been perfect, JY.
Exactly. That's why if you could have a perfect day, you know.
Everybody would be happy and things would be right in the world.
And that's a good answer. See, there's no right or wrong answer here. I can't even make fun of you. Because everybody's perfect day is different, you know?
True. I guess I never really thought about it, so I don't know.
Okay, well, you think about it a little bit. And then maybe we'll come back to it later.
Okay. So I'll probably forget.
Ashley's perfect day.
I have a short attention span.
I know. Trust me. I know. Sometimes I'm talking to you and she's just not there. I'm just like, all right, well, we're going
to
move on.
I've retreated to my world. So
yeah, your happy place. Okay, so when was the last time you sang to yourself? Like, do you sing to yourself?
Oh, all the time.
Or when's the last time?
Well, I mean, I don't just randomly sing to myself.
Why not?
Like, Ashley, I'm going to sing to you today. I will.
Or when's the last time you sung to somebody else besides yourself?
Oh, I don't say. Oh, I lied. Probably for my mom's birthday.
Okay. Just to sing in her happy birthday?
Yeah.
That counts.
Nobody wants to hear me sing. I tell you, it's just.
It goes with the whole being an actress. You should be able to sing, right?
This actress would not be able to sing.
Hit me with a high note.
I'd probably be screaming.
Me, 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 me. No. I've always wanted to be a singer.
Really? Me too. Yeah. I've just never been able to sing.
Neither. Yeah, same here. I can't sing. I mean, I would love to get up there and sing. I'll go to a karaoke and show out for sure.
No, I wouldn't even do that.
Why not?
Because I cannot sing.
But karaoke's fun, though. You just get up there and act a fool. Everybody's like, nobody can sing at karaoke.
Listen.
And then you don't take a friend that can sing at karaoke.
Y'all would be taking me off the stage and be like, get that mic away from
her. We would be laughing. We would be drinking a couple of bevs. And I think I prove you wrong.
You know what song I might sing on karaoke?
What's that?
Whitney Houston.
Okay. Which Whitney Houston song?
The song that I was playing for you a few episodes ago.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yes.
Want to know my go-to karaoke song?
What?
Love Shack. Have you ever heard of it?
Interesting. Yes, I heard of it.
You looked at me like, oh.
I found it.
I like the guy's voice at the beginning of the song. Then
how does it go?
Nope. I'm not even kidding. But no, it's a good song where you can sing with another person. And it's not just a one-person song. Because I don't want to be up there by myself. So I'd be like, oh, I'm going to do the guy part. You do the girl part. Love Shack. You know, you just kind of get in there. And
how'd that go?
Don't, once again, you get one and done. One and done. All right, so moving on since she hates the song Love Shack. If you're able to live to the age of 90, and then you're able to return your mind to the body of a 30-year-old, for the last 60 years of your life. No? Does this make sense?
I'm a little confused, but I'm planning on living to 333 years old. So that question is invalid. Moving on.
All right. So, speaking of living to 333 years old, do you have a secret hunch on how you would die?
No. I don't even want to think about that.
Once again, this is just part of the process.
333.
Okay. Old age is the answer to that question. Okay. For what in your life do you feel the most grateful?
My family and my doggy.
Okay. That seems like a very Ashley answer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very nice and wholesome. Okay, here's one that's kind of different. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I don't know. Well, I the thing that just popped in my head was I have three older half sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really grow up together. They're older than I am by quite a bit, but I would have loved to have been around them more, I think, growing up.
Nice. Okay.
I've always wanted that.
Oh. Yeah. Hey half sisters.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Yeah. That was a really good answer, though. It was really good.
Oh, well, thank you.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
Flying.
Was that
superpower?
I did not specify, so. Yeah?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay. That is completely fine. Okay, so if you had a crystal ball and it could tell you the truth.
Who says I don't?
Okay. If you had a brand new crystal ball and it could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Is it accurate?
It's completely accurate. It would tell you exactly what you needed to hear.
I'd probably have to hide that.
Hide what?
I don't think anyone should have that kind of power.
Oh, okay. So you're hiding the crystal ball.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want to know anything.
I mean, I have my questions, but I don't know. That can kind of be a double-edged sword, I think. It's some things you just...
Because do you really want to know about your future? Do you want to know about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be about learning about somebody else's future. It doesn't have to be yours. It is, you get a truthful answer from a crystal ball and you can ask it anything.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you're asking about someone else's future, that's kind of like encroaching upon, you know, their...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so their privacy, I guess.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess the closest I come to that, I'd probably like look at someone's astrology chart.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like
with,
you.
With their permission.
It's not how crystal balls work, but... So... Is there something that you dreamed of doing for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything that you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
Oh, that was the question?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I got another part to it, but I just want to know that part first.
What was the question?
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
I'm drawing a blank.
That's fine. I can edit. I got a lot to cut out already. We good. Is there anything that you've wanted to do for a long time?
That I've wanted to do?
Yeah.
Go to space.
Okay. I mean, is that practical though?
In my dreams. All right. I've wanted to travel the world.
Okay. Why haven't you done it?
Well, I can't currently, which I was planning. I had planned a trip this year with my mom. I was going to go to Hawaii. I've been wanting to go there for a while because that's a place that one of my friends is from that passed away a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go there to kind of honor his memory. But COVID happened. And
COVID doesn't exist. It isn't real.
We've already been through this.
All right, I'm not going to bring it back up.
But anyway, so yeah.
No, that would've been really cool.
Whenever the restrictions let up, hopefully, maybe 2022.
All right, you heard it here. We're coming to you live from Hawaii in 2022. We're bringing something to the table. Goes international.
So yeah, he was Hawaiian, so I was gonna and he used to talk about where he lived a lot. So I thought that'd nice. Be a nice way to honor him.
Yeah, that's a fun way.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Moving right along, man. What is your greatest accomplishment of your life?
I lead a boring life. I don't really have one.
You don't have any great accomplishments? Don't you work for yourself?
I do.
You know?
I guess I don't really, I don't know. I just.
That's something to be proud
don't
of.
Don't look at it as a big accomplishment.
A lot of people, that's their life goal, is to be their own boss.
True.
You've done that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's your greatest accomplishment, but.
Well, I guess that's what I was trying to. I guess I don't have a greatest accomplishment, yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's a big accomplishment because I've been able. I've been working with myself. I've been working for myself since 2017.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's how that one's going to do.
Okay. That works.
So what do you value most in a friendship?
In a friendship?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can just pinpoint one thing. It has to be a package deal.
Okay. She loves her baggage.
So I... Not baggage, package.
Okay, okay.
So I guess maybe the whole package would be the one thing.
All right, okay. Okay, sticking on the same lines of friendship.
Uh-huh.
What does friendship mean to you?
I mean, do you want me to define it?
Yeah, what does it mean to you? Give me a definition. Go for it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what would the definition be of a friendship? What does Webster say?
I don't know. A person that sometimes is around. But
right? Let me see what Webster says.
That is not a thing. You cannot go to Webster. This is from your brain.
Well, I want to know what Webster says.
We will be back when she finds Webster.
So what did you say? Friendship? Okay. The state of being friends.
There you have it, folks. Now we know the official meaning of friendship. And yeah.
So I guess then we would have to look up friend.
Yes. What does friend mean?
Okay. So friend is one attached to another by affection or esteem.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Or it could be acquaintance. Definition number two, one that is not hostile.
One that's not hostile.
Are you a hostile?
Like a friend.
Yeah.
Depends on when you catch me. You wake me up too early. I might be super hostile.
Or one that is of the same nation, party, or group.
Hmm.
Like showbiz friends.
Interesting.
I guess it's depends on how you use it and like the context of the sentence, I guess. How okay. Is it in the sentence?
Use friendship in the sentence, please, like it's a spelling bee. Can I have a sentence, please? All right. Well, let's keep with the friendship thing. How's your friendship with your mother?
Good. I guess she would be my best friend.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely butt heads quite a bit. But no, we have a special relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, most friends butt heads. I hate you sometimes.
Do you?
No, I don't. Bug flying at me. Can you share one embarrassing moment with our listeners?
I don't have any.
You're a liar.
I don't know. I have tons of embarrassing moments. I mean, they can be little. Like,
Hey, it said one embarrassing moment. It didn't say, you know.
I trip over my own feet all the time.
You're just clumsy. Yeah. All right. I guess.
There's my one thing.
All right. Cool.
I don't know. I'd have to think on that because I'm sure there are just because I am so clumsy, but none that I can think of off the top of my head.
Gotcha.
Told you I have to have time to process these questions. Sometimes.
You know what? And I hope you're processing them when you go back and listen to them because you might have some better answers later.
Probably.
Just shoot them over in a text and be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So moving right along. What is something that is too serious to be joked about, if anything?
Nothing.
Nothing's off the table?
Yeah, there's things that you can joke about that you shouldn't, but...
Okay.
Oh, are you trying to... You want me to give you an example?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
If that's it. You know, Actually, look, I got maybe one or two more questions.
Well, I don't want to get too dark, you know.
I'm glad you said that. So, your house, containing everything you own, mm-hmm. catches fire.
Don't say that.
After saving your loved ones.
Knock on wood.
And your pets. You have time to safely make one final dash to save one more item in your house. What would that item be?
My father's urn.
Well, I mean, that is a good answer. I mean,
you weren't expecting that, were you?
I was not expecting that.
Moving on, we'll get too dark with that one too.
No, I mean, that is a legit answer. I mean, I couldn't think of, I wouldn't want to save anything in here, so.
Oh, I have tons of stuff I'd want to save, but if I only had time to save
one more
thing.
Item, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Because I think that might have been my last question.
Oh, okay. We still got time?
We still got a little bit of time. Because the last question, one of the questions I had was, it was death related. And I don't want to end the questions on a weird kind of.
Okay.
I didn't want it to get too dark because, like I told you, the questions got deeper and deeper as we went. But I think that that's gonna do with the question part of things. That wasn't too painful, right?
No, it was good. I just don't talk about myself. I mean, are you? People, I think he's trying to subtly tell me that I don't talk enough on the podcast.
No. You talk plenty. Apparently, people think you're funny for some reason.
I think I'm funny.
I don't. Yeah, I know you think you're funny. But I'm not trying to say you don't talk enough. I just, you know.
I'm just giving you
this is
time.
For the viewers and for myself that would just like to get to know you better. Yes, we've been friends for a long time. Yes, we've known each other for a long time. But there's a lot of stuff has happened in those years. So it's nice just to get like a glimpse into the life.
The time frame that we were not in contact were my dark ages.
That's what you keep saying.
You did not want to know me during that time.
Good to know.
So be thankful that you weren't really in contact with me.
Okay. Well, I could have been your support back then.
True.
I am a great support player.
You're right.
I always like to play the medic when I'm playing like a game or something like that. So I like to help people out. But I get it. You know, everybody, we've all been through those dark ages. And
I guess maybe I should elaborate what I mean by, because I'm pretty sure I might have like said dark ages in a few podcast episodes before.
Yeah, but we don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
That's episode 100.
Right. Yeah. That will be a very serious, very serious episode. Mm. But just so the people know, when I say dark ages, I went through a really rough patch in my life. During certain years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when I went hiatus from a lot of people, not just you.
I don't blame you.
So
I don't blame your dark ages.
Well, thank you. I don't need your...
I'm just letting you know that I don't blame your, you know.
I was your charity, John.
It was me too, you know. There's a lot that happened, you know.
So I'll just let them know what I can look back and kind of joke on it now. So that's why I call it my dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of throwing some humor in with it. But so, that's what I mean when I say, when you might periodically hear me say dark ages.
The dark ages.
So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for clearing that out with the people. I'm sure they all wanted to know about your dark ages.
I mean, it's a story. It's a story.
and you know what? We're going to save that story for another night.
Yes.
So
episode 100.
maybe if we last that long. But thank you guys for listening. This has been an episode just to take your mind off of things. And the question was all about Ashley. And I think it started some great conversation.
Yeah.
So
dinner table talk. You can ask some of your friends those questions.
Yeah, if you want to. You know, ask your loved ones and anybody else.
Wow.
Oh, the music cut off quick.
Sure did.
Do you just want to say bye?
Bye, people.
Bye, guys.